And he was born on Christmas Eve in the time of the rollout of Gone with the Wind, Wizard of Oz, and Glenn Miller. And his name is Fauci. He went to the College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts, was high above Cayuga's waters at Cornell, and went on to what I believe is a sterling career in medicine. Jeannie Bauman joins us now with Bloomberg Law on Dr. Fauci. Jeannie, let's just start with the obvious. Who decided he should stay around so long? John Farrell wants me to retire like tomorrow. and I look at Dr. Fauci, and how did he extend his career from 65 or 68 or 70 out a solid another 10 years?
I think it just goes to show how well-known and well-respected he is. He's actually been offered the NIH director's position several times and has turned it down because he, you know, genuinely believes the work he's doing at NIAID is just that important.
So he had such a leading role here during the pandemic. Do we have any idea what he wants to do next? I mean, at his age, I would like to think he's just going to retire and sit on the beach and maybe play a little tennis, because I know that's one of his hobbies. But do we have any idea what he's going to do next?
Well, he's made it very clear in his statement that he is not retiring. He is stepping down from NIAID. But yes, he's 81, but he has said that he wants to continue to advance public health and science, help the next generation of scientists. I know he's mentioned in some interviews that he likes to write and that maybe he might have a memoir coming, but he doesn't have a publisher because I think that's against government rules. So,
is there a political tinge to this? I mean, I have no idea what the backstory is. I think everyone that listens knows I'm a big fan, but is there a political tinge to this exit?
I don't believe so. You know, he, of course, has been in this job for almost 40 years and has been saying that he is going to leave sooner rather than later. So he's been sort of dropping these hints for a while that this was coming.
Within Washington, what do you think the Dr. Fauci legacy will be? Because it's been such a long career.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Research America did a poll, and he is the most famous scientist in America, hands down. And this is a poll that they have been doing for decades, right? And, you know, just I think people are going to definitely remember him with his work in HIV and just, you know, that work in opening up clinical trials didn't just change HIV clinical trials. It changed participation and increased access for clinical trials across the board. Yeah,
I didn't know this. So he's the most popular science guy, even more than Bill Nye, our good friend, which is extraordinary. Who dislikes Dr. Fauci? Is it just a Trump thing?
You know, there are definitely some folks who believe that he, you know, who don't believe his message. And I think that's just part of the sort of the politicization of the U.S.
Maybe he'll go over to China and help them solve the next battle. Jeannie Bauman, thank you so much. Bloomberg Law senior reporter on The Gentleman from the College of the Holy Cross.